summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Hit number one to bypass the auto attendant, and it'll put you into the studio just like Eric, who wants to talk about mini split air conditioning units. Welcome, Eric. How may we help you?
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you guys for what you're doing. So I keep listening to the mini split topics on your show. And I want to put one in my garage. I've got a 3 foot or a 3-car garage with a 4 foot extension. I've had an EVAP cooler running for years. The problem I'm wrestling with is I have the a standard gas heater for the house, and I've also got a tankless water heater in my garage, and I've got 2 carbon monoxide vents that run out. And I'm trying to determine how could I, obviously I don't want to pump cold air out into Arizona's.
Eric.
Can I safely block these up?
No. You cannot block them. Do not block them. If you've got gas appliances inside your garage and you want to put an electric mini split on, you can do that. But those gas appliances must be supplied fresh makeup air. It's all doable. We do it all the time. But do not block those. You'll be creating an extremely dangerous condition. So it's doable. And don't worry if a little bit of that air-conditioned air is filtering out through the fresh air intakes. It doesn't matter. The mini split is so efficient. You are going to love what this does, especially you, like me, who lived with an evap cooler on your garage for 15 years. I will never go back. And losing that little bit of fresh air-conditioned air out to the environment is worth the cost. It's going to cost you less to air-condition that garage than it does to evap cool it. And it's going to keep it cleaner, more comfortable, and your tools are going to like it a lot better. So, great question. Gas appliances in the garage that you want to air condition, those units must provide fresh combustion makeup air. They must, as well as a carbon monoxide exhaust. It's still worth it. Do it. You'll thank me for this.
Thanks for the call. And there was quite an extensive mini split conversation last week with Brad Porter, Lifeline In. So if you want an education on what that is, you can look at the archive page or pick up the podcast from last week talking about the mini split systems and brands and install practices.
Absolutely. Well, we were talking a little bit about Home Depot stock. I have a prophecy to make.
Okay. Is this like buying Carnival cruise ship stock?
Hopefully it's a better tip.
I hope this is a more accurate prophecy. Home Depot in-store sales, on average, are up 25%. Now, I saw this early on in a little retail family-owned chain in the Far East. Their sales went up 72% at the lockdown. Lumber prices have soared.
Hit all-time high.
So here's my prophecy. All you remodeling companies out there, be ready for an onslaught of new business in about another 3 months. For all the do-it-yourself projects that have been started the last 6 months, that'll need to get finished.
Well, I have something to back that prophecy up.
Okay, what is it?
I was looking through the industry magazines that we get, and there was a poll taken by Modernize. And they said that 79% of homeowners are doing a job, you know, these do-it-yourself jobs, without creating a budget first. And as a result, half of those homeowners reported having to pause or cancel a project because they didn't have the money to finish.
Absolutely. I love it when people call Rosie Wright Remodeling and say they've used another remodeler or they've tried doing it themselves. Because then At that point, I really have their attention.
To that point, though, a lot of contractors do not like to finish someone else's work because it's very hard to warranty it because they can't assure it's done to their specifications. So
there can be some challenges, for sure.
It's important to do your homework.
It is. So that's my prophecy, that because of the spike in Home Depot sales, because of the spike in Home Depot, and Lowe's is the same way, and Lowe's caters even more to the homeowner than Home Depot. Home Depot years ago ventured out and tried to become more aggressive supplying us commercial guys who have been in the habit or were in the habit of, you know, lumber yards. Home Depot changed their focus and said, we need to go capture the professionals. Lowe's has always kind of hung with, let's service the homeowner. Well, Lowe's stocks are even higher than Home Depot.
And a couple of people named Marco and Laura might make it jump up even further. I hate to talk about that. But
man, oh man. All right, when we get back next hour, how to choose between two great contractors that you've interviewed for a project at your home, right here at Rosie on the House.